And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, our Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight. This week has us talking Rock Ridge Rocket football with senior Tanner Dye. Rockets off to a 7-0 start in 2025 after beating Mercer County 61-24 this past Friday. So I guess, Tanner, we'll just start with the 7-0 start for the Rockets. It's been a successful, you know, beginning to the year, obviously, now as we start to get towards the back end of the regular season. Did you speak to us? It's been pretty fun so far, probably, right?
Yeah, it's been great. 7-0 on the season feels good.
So what do you think the biggest keys to the success that you and your teammates have had to this point in the season have been?
I think it's been mainly a lot of the hard work we've been putting in all summer long and every practice we've had. And I think we just want it, especially after last year's loss. I think we just want it, and we want to come out and win.
Well, I'm interested to talk to you about, you know, your role defensively for the Rockets. You're one of those kids who it feels like they've been able to mold like these kind of undersized traditional defensive linemen. You know, you have the speed to play that position, but not maybe when you look at like your size, you're not as big as like a normal kid who's playing, you know, along the front line. So just speak to me about that. As I said, that's like a you know, type of kid that Rock Ridge has been able to mold into a strong defensive lineman. So what's the mentality like for you, you know, playing down on the line of scrimmage on the defensive end where maybe, you know, you don't have the size as the offensive lineman you're kind of going up against?
Yep. I just mainly focus on using my speed because usually the linemen are a little bit bigger, and using my speed as the advantage and the strength that I have, I can get around them pretty quick or through the line pretty quick and get to the person with the ball, either the quarterback or the running back.
Yeah, so defensively too, like speaking about just the whole unit that you play with, it just feels like a group that is really fast, and you get like, it feels like three or four guys at least to the ball carrier every play. So knowing that you have like the linebackers and the defensive backs behind you that are as quick as that, does that help maybe with your play up front, knowing you have really solid guys behind you on defense as well?
Yeah, because if I get double teamed, it leaves the gap open for our backers to get through. And I know if I make a mistake or I don't get to where I need to be, I always have my backers and secondary ready to go and making plays.
And then on the offensive side of the ball for you, I think it's great the way that you and Thomas Sowards are both kind of able to like split carry. So you're both not having to play every snap because, you know, both of you are such key pieces on defense as well. So is that something that you feel like maybe allows both of you to stay fresher throughout the game? Like, is that something you notice as the game progresses when you maybe get a drive off on offense?
Yes, for sure. Because I play on everything, kickoff, punt, everything. So getting that break in between gives me time to get re-energized, get hydrated, and go back out there and feel fresh 100%.
And then just speaking about the mentality like you have offensively running the ball, it feels like, you know, your three main ball carriers, you, Sowards, and then, you know, the quarterback, Colin Schweigen, are all so tough to bring down. Like, it feels like there are a lot of, you know, broken tackles for all three of you, and there's big play capability with all three of you too. So, I mean, just speak to kind of the mentality of running the ball in that program at Rock Ridge, because like I said, it's three really, like, tough, hard-nosed runners, it feels like.
Yeah, I think we just run hard and use our speed and our strength to break tackles or juke them out and get to the outside and go.
Well, looking ahead to Friday night, it should be a really fun matchup with Monmouth-Roseville. Of course, both teams are 7-0. So I'll ask you maybe specifically about what you're looking forward to, you know, with this matchup specifically in a moment. But, I mean, just talking about the excitement level of a game like this, it's going to feel like a playoff game, I'm sure. So just what does it feel like coming in knowing you're going to get to experience a night like this, last regular season home game for you at Rock Ridge? Probably couldn't pick a more perfect matchup for a senior night, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It feels really exciting. 2-7-0 teams going at it, and I think it's going to be great. It's our senior night, and we're just hoping to add another win. I think we can do it.
Yeah, and then just last thing before we wrap up with you, Tanner, as you look to this game on Friday night, is there anything specifically maybe you're looking forward to get to experience? Like we said, it's a battle of two teams who have been perfect to start the season. So just speaking about the matchup with Monmouth Rosa, what's maybe the thing you're looking most forward to getting to battle with them?
I'm just looking for our defense and our offense to be solid. I think we'll be good. I'm just good, and I'm just really excited for it.
That's Rock Ridge High School senior Tanner Dye joining us on WRMJ, part of the 7-0 Rock Ridge Rockets. It's Rock Ridge ready for an undefeated matchup with the Monmouth Roseville Titans on Friday night. Tanner, thanks for the time, man. Good luck Friday, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.